Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, everyone.
Woo!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a beautiful Thursday here in Coleman, Alabama, and I would like to start by saying if you are tuned in and you have been here before, then you're a frequent listener of the show. And we thank you for that. And if you're new here, just know that you are amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations.
If I weren't running a radio show, I'd be sitting on the dock of the bay.
Woo!
What can I say?
Heck yeah. Wasn't it
great? I might
have
to go find that for some bumper music or something. Yeah.
You need to. It's so beautiful.
Crazy for, what is this, March? We're in March. Okay.
Yep.
Not that crazy for March.
Well, everything's starting to bloom, and it just feels like everybody...
That's what you need to talk about tonight, allergies. That would be a great topic.
Well, because daylight savings is right around the corner, Jay, I thought it would be a great time to talk about some healthy sleep.
Hey, there you go.
Because we are going to spring forward, you know, and we're going to lose that hour of sleep.
When is that? This weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't need to know that.
Yes. So, habits of healthy sleep. And it's pretty important, almost as important right up there with the habits of healthy eating and moving our body. It's just one of those things that really creates vitality in our life. And so when we're 20, you know, you probably didn't think much about sleep at that point in time. We had plenty of melatonin that was coursing through our body.
Who needs sleep, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be your co-host tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, did you used to stay up all night long?
Used to.
Right.
What are you talking about? Still do.
But does it affect you differently now?
Yes. I cannot. What's the best way to say this? Like, used to, I could do it 5, 6, 7, 8 days before crashing. Now it's like 2 days and above and beyond my normal sleep schedule, and I'm just crashing.
Yeah.
Have no choice.
Yeah, and that has to do with aging and less melatonin in our system.
And we're talking not just, you know, a little crash like 6 o'clock, you know, I won't wake up till 8 the next morning.
Yeah, it definitely, times change. I know for me, I used to be able, like, well, to be really honest, sleep was never even important in my life. It was, if I was out having fun, that's what came first. Anything that was going on in front of me mattered, but getting sleep never really mattered. So over time, that has caught up with me, though. And now I'm on a much more regular sleep schedule.
That can be very detrimental because when you're out and you're having fun and you're having a good time, the adrenaline's keeping you going. You don't even think about sleep. But then, as soon as you get behind the wheel or you start doing something that's not as adrenaline pumping, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And as a society, we are really sleep deprived.
I believe it.
Yep, we do. And so I have some questions. I usually will ask people too to find out if they're getting enough sleep.
Uh-oh, don't put me on the spot now.
All right. So you ready? Do you wake up tired in the morning?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm not sure I should really discuss this in public. So I'm self-employed, so if I don't have a set appointment, then I don't set an alarm.
Okay.
And I know that my idle, nope, that's not the right word to use. See, I haven't had enough sleep, so I can't pick the right word.
See?
Let's just pick another word. My optimistic sleep schedule would be 8 hours. So if I go to bed at midnight, then waking up at 8, I'm good. If I go to bed at 11, waking up at 7, I'm good. If I go to bed at 2, wake up at 10, I'm good.
Okay.
And, And I do remember from psychology classes in high school that you don't need to change that up too much. I mean, you need to, like you said, a regular sleep schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you do 11 to 7, that's fine. If you do midnight to 8, that's fine. If you have a real job, then you do 10 to 6, you know. But yeah. As long as you should not change that too much. From what I remember about psychology, you're right on the money there.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be able to get that consistent sleep in, and it's even greater if you could get that consistent sleep from close to the same time every night, even on weekends, you know, instead of sleeping in weekends. You're better off to keep that.
It seems like everyone wants to catch up on their sleep on weekends.
Yeah.
And my deal, I mean, my background is IT. I work with networks and computers and stuff like that.
Really?
When I'm not doing the radio stuff. And the nighttime for me is my uninterrupted time. So if I have a project that I need to finish that I know is time consuming, you know, let's come home, let's unwind for an hour or two, and then let's jump on it and get it done. And I may start working on, let's say, the Live 95 website, and it's 10 o'clock, and I may look up and it's 3. But mm-hmm. I got it done, and if I didn't do it that way, then it would go a month or 2 months and not get done, which is not what we want to have happen. But, you know, when you have other obligations, you can't, you know, skip on sleep. Because it will hurt your performance. You won't be able to pick the right words when you're having conversations. It will be detrimental to your performance the next day.
So do you know what your chronotype is?
For the record, I am sleep deprived. I've been putting in 12 to 16-hour days for the last week. So.
Okay. Well, good. This is a great show.
That's why I can't pick the right words. I have no idea what my type is.
Okay. So you don't know if you're a lark or an owl?
Oh, like am I like a daytime or nighttime person?
Yes.
Both.
Okay.
So I would say I have no idea.
Okay.
I used to be more natural at night, but I mean I get to the point where I don't want to be up as late at night, and I like getting up early again. So it's like my eating habits and my other habits, they come and go, they change.
Mm-hmm. They fluctuate.
Yep.
Yeah, the chronotype just reflects whether you wake up early and are active or alert in the first part of the day, or you prefer to stay up late and
I never ever thought that I would be a morning person, and then I learned, just like I was saying earlier, I mean, if I go to bed at 11, I'm up at 7. I don't even have to set an alarm. Mm-hmm. You know, it just happens. But, you know, if I get behind, I can tell. I mean, one day I was about in the middle of this. I've been doing a bunch of data conversion for the last 2 weeks. One day I just crashed 7 o'clock, and I did not wake up till 2 the next day.
Wow. Yeah, most people aren't wholly.
And I got up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, most of us are just kind of somewhere in between that. And it really depends on your lifestyle, too. I know that growing up, my first jobs were all restaurant and working pretty much in the evenings and then getting off work and going out. And
I had no idea about that, about you.
I know, partying and all that late night stuff. And so for years and years, I have just believed myself to be more of the night owl. And it's just, I'd say within this past year, I've always heard about the whole, they call it the 5 o'clock club. You know, if you can get up at 5 in the morning, you can get, more stuff done and you're more productive. And so I've been subscribing to that, and okay. I actually have really enjoyed it.
And it's the opposite of my deal, because I get more done late at night. Y'all get more done early in the morning. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they get up, they do the exercise, they do the breakfast, and then they're, you know, in front of their kids before their kids are even awake. Hey, more power to you.
Yeah. But I have actually really enjoyed that. Now, my struggle with healthy sleep comes in the discipline the night before, to be able to go to bed to get those 8 hours in, because I'll kind of weasel any way to stay up late.
I think a lot of us have the mental shutdown problem. Like, we may be, you know, physically tired, but we're not ready to shut down our minds. You know, we have 10,000 things in our minds. We want to do this, we want to do that. Yeah, hard to do.
It's true. It's really true. And then there's so many things that we can do throughout the day, or that we do throughout the day, that keep us from being able to go through that shutdown cycle that you're talking about. So I have some tips to talk about that too. So Jay, have you pretty much been
occupying your entire show? Yeah.
No, this is good, because I have a few more questions for you, because
you know, we're 3 minutes away from the first break already.
Darn it. So just, well, think about this, because a lot of times too, people, when I talk to people, we go in depth about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we do talk about is sleep. And I can ask people, well, how many hours do you sleep a night? And you said you sleep pretty much 7 to 8.
To do 8 every night.
Okay. Now, are those restful hours? Do you find yourself tossing and turning, or do you wake up? Do you get up a lot?
It is very random.
Okay.
I can really tell when I'm really exhausted, because my bed will not be destroyed the next morning.
Okay.
It'll be just like I got in it. But if I'm not as tired, then yeah, it'll be tore up. It'll be like there's no sheets. The sheets are across the room.
You know? Okay. So a lot more restless, it sounds like. Okay. And do you wake up feeling like, just ready to face the day, or do you pretty much have to drag yourself out of bed?
Never have that problem if I don't set an alarm. I'm up, I'm ready to go. Now, obviously, I do have to set my alarm quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, these last 2 or 3 weeks have been very, got to get up early, got to get going. I mean, you know, I was working with a guy in Eastern time, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, you're getting in touch with me at 6:30 to get started. What? That's better than working with people from Ireland. I mean, what can I say? But yeah, that gets old, and that does take me a little while to get moving when I'm having to get up early like that. But if I'm doing the normal, you know, wake up when I wake up, don't set the alarm, I don't have any trouble struggling to get going or anything.
Yeah. I totally dig that you're able to wake up like that. That's really good. And you know what? That is something that's really healthy. Because the alarm clock and being woken up that way, just out of a sleep, and then...
I agree from what I've read, and everything, because it disrupts your patterns. You may not have completed a complete sleep cycle and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I mean, that can really make you feel rotten when that happens.
Yeah, and you wake up to trauma instead of just waking up naturally. So that is really
cool.
Here's
my question for you before we go to the break. Uh-huh. Who came up with 8 hours?
That's a good question.
Were there like thousands of studies at some point, and that was the common denominator? Or
well, the thing that's really funny about sleep is it really hasn't been until recently that they've really figured out how important it is. Because years and years ago, they just thought that it had to do with basically it got dark and there wasn't a whole lot to do, so people just slept. So it's pretty new science, as odd as that sounds.
It really makes a lot of sense, and one of the reasons that it stuck with me, and this is going to sound horrible, but you know, in high school, that was one class that actually applied to my life right then. I mean, you know, I didn't need the periodic table back then, or algebra. I mean, who needs algebra? Mm-hmm. But when I took that psychology class, and I started, you know, it interested me, and it applied to my life right then, and it stuck with me all these years.
So. That's good. It's really good. So look at this. You've been living some healthy habits for a long time, and you
never
didn't
even
know
it.
Well, we'll be right back. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk with Jay Fuller on Live 95. We'll see you soon.
Hello, my name is Drew Fillinger.
And my name is Sarah Helms.
And we are from Coleman High School. This year, our theater department is performing Shrek the Musical.
Shows will be held March 23rd through the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. with a Saturday matinee March 25th at 2 p.m.
Tickets can be purchased at the door for $10 for adults and $5 for students. We can't wait to see you at the Coleman High School Auditorium.
Sorry I'm late. Then I saw her face.
This is Donkey.
And this is Fiona.
And we will see you March 23rd through the 25th at the Coleman High School Auditorium. I hope you all enjoy. I'm in love.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show.
hosted by our very own Cullman native, who is a member of the Cullman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Cullman. We're Cullman's Independent Radio. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. We are talking about healthy sleep, and Jay has been stepping in and telling us all about how he is pretty good at getting 8 hours in, which is
y'all don't be jealous now.
I know, I am jealous, especially, you know, I think the rest of the country is too, because we as a nation are very sleep deprived. I did want to go ahead and share some of the things that poor sleep and where it can take us. And oddly enough, sleep and weight gain is a huge, lack of sleep can be a huge contributor to weight gain. And it's because when we are sleep deprived, our body secretes excess hormones that increase appetites and then less leptin. And the leptin is a substance that tells you to stop eating. And in addition to lack of sleep, it just prevents your body from replacing the dopamine and serotonin. And those are the brain chemicals that bring comfort and satisfaction. So then what can really happen is we can really start to crave the sugary foods and those energy dense, very nutritionally polluted foods and not exactly supportive of healthy eating. And then that starts to really affect our immune system.
Well, the other thing that I've always heard and kind of experienced, you know, a lot of times they tell you that breakfast is the best meal of your day. You might have even said that sometime in the last few weeks. I don't know. But
I don't know. Have you been listening?
No, maybe. I don't know. At lunchtime, of course, you know, that's the other normal meal. And then dinner, a lot of times, and I've gone both ways. I've had the big meal, you know, at night, and then I've had the, let's just do some, you know, cheese and crackers or something, or, you know, very light sandwich or whatever. My parents, I think, both eat cereal every night. And I think my grandparents, too. They're both 93, by the way, so they've done one or two things right.
Heck, yeah.
Of course, if you eat the big meal at night and then you decide to go to sleep, ooh, it's not comfortable.
No, not at all. In fact, that's one of the tips of – that's one of the things during the day that you can do. You can really avoid eating within about 3 hours of sleeping, especially if it's a heavy meal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have something small, just like a – you know, something like a small – we I usually refer to things like that as fuelings, like about 100 calories or so – you're going to be...
That'll be that like Nutty Buddy bar, right? Okay, maybe not.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to Nutty Buddy
you.
Ruining your show. I'm going to Nutty you, buddy. But, yeah, just something small like that would be fine. But going to bed on a full stomach like that. What happens, too, is your body's working so hard at digesting that food that it doesn't have the opportunity to do what it does when we sleep. And that is just to put everything back in its place. I mean, it really is nature's nurse, and it does take care of us.
I wonder how it affects, I mean, normally when we eat, you know, then we get up, we walk around, we're doing, or at least we're sitting up. And then if you eat late at night and then go to bed, you're not sitting up anymore, you're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity doesn't help you in that situation.
No, no. And a lot of people really struggle with acid reflux and
okay.
things like that. And depending on what they eat.
And that's something I deal with now that I didn't deal with 10 or 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. I'm sure it'll get worse because I'll get older. But
well, hey, You can turn that around, Jay. I don't know if you know, but you have a health coach that has a radio show.
Heard something about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she could help you. I'll have to.
Let me know when you want to have a show on calories. We'll go over the top on that.
Girlfriend's
trying to get me to eat better, and you know we discuss calories, and I'm like,
all calories are
random
not
number
created,
on the side of a box.
They are not created equal. That's what I would like
to say
about it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, they are not all created equal. So, but anyway, but also a great
save that for another show.
Yes. So we were talking a little bit. You had brought up food and eating before bed. Another thing to probably do too would be to limit your caffeine if you're going to drink caffeine, I'd say about noon to 3 o'clock would probably be the cutoff time, because caffeine has a residual effect in our system for about 6 hours, and that's if you're pretty used to it. And if you're highly sensitive, it could even help you more.
So
stay
that
up.
That has definitely been the big change for me in the last 10 or 15 years. Like, I used to pretty much be addicted to Mountain Dew. I still drink Mountain Dew at lunch, and usually I'm a slow drinker, so if I'm getting a Mountain Dew at lunch, it's still in the cup at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I'm just sipping on it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, or I heard that it was more potent than like a Coke, but a Coke now, if I sip on a Coke, I had one last night while I was eating at your former restaurant location, which is now occupied by Pop's Place. It's great food. If you're listening, you should go try it.
I cannot believe we're talking about soda on Path Changers Habits of Health Talk.
But, you know, years and years ago, it wouldn't even faze me. I mean, I'd grab a McDouble or something on the way home and a really large soda, and then I'd sip on it while watching TV. I'd go to bed. It wouldn't be a problem. Not now. I mean, if I sip on a Coke at like 10 o'clock at night and even drink half of one, it does. I mean, I'm still awake at 3.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to be, you know, I'll try to go to bed and just, you know, lay there and look at the ceiling. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you hit the nail on the head on that one.
It is. It is. It's pretty fascinating.
Hey, listen, all you health people, seem to got something right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we've already talked about Nutty Buddies, sodas.
I'm derailing your program.
Jay Fuller. Okay. And then say no to
naps. I am my father's son. He taught me to eat Little Debbie Squares.
Oh, my goodness. She is banned from this show. Say no to naps. That's another really good one.
I definitely agree with that.
Okay, good.
That will throw your sleep schedule off like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, absolutely. So if
what about power naps? That 30 minutes to keep you up through the rest of the day?
Power naps are good, especially if they're a little shorter than 30 minutes, you know? But yeah.
I have to agree. I've tried that, and it blows my mind how much better I can feel just after a power nap.
Well, as long as your boss doesn't catch you, but hey, you are your own boss,
yeah,
that's
right.
Cool.
We have daily conversations in the bathroom mirror. You need to behave.
Oh, my goodness. We're having one after this show, just so you know.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so getting yourself...
You know, I think there's another show after yours.
Oh, my goodness. So getting yourself ready to go to sleep. You were right, Jay. One of the things that you mentioned was, you know, we're up. We got all this stuff going on. So you can definitely eliminate your cell phone usage. Minimize your liquid intake.
Let me add to that. You know, with the normal 8 hours, you know, if I'm up again at 7, then at 11 o'clock, I will be tired. I will be ready to go to sleep.
Yes.
It's not a problem.
Okay, good.
Unless I took a nap earlier.
Unless you took a nap.
And then it'll be like 3 o'clock. Why am I not asleep?
Yeah. Or you got fired from your job that day for talking about Nutty Buddies. And minimize your liquid intake.
Can you collect unemployment if you don't get paid?
Yes. And another big one, is avoid exercise within a couple hours of going to bed, because that can really,
that's surprising.
It can be very stimulating.
Yes, and I can understand that.
Yep, okay. Can keep you up, can keep you from falling asleep. And you may want to resolve any family issues you might have because, you know, you don't want to go to bed angry, because that will keep you up too.
I've always heard that. I think that's a girl thing. I think a guy can go to bed angry.
Really?
Hey, 256-737-9505. You can let us know if you can go to bed angry.
And take your medications. That's probably a good one, too. So, and that has to do with allergies, because you're right. You had mentioned allergies, and allergies can keep you up at night.
What about the people who have the problems with the medications to put them to sleep and the medications to wake them up and the medications to... I know there are people out there who have trouble sleeping. It's a fairly common problem.
Yeah, it is. But there's so
I
much...
I feel really, really sorry for them, too.
But there really are. There really are a lot of things that they can do to turn that around. But it takes taking a real look at what's going on, and then really coming up with a good routine that's going to help them to turn that around. One of the things that has really helped a lot of the people that I work with too, in fact, a woman, it was just a couple weeks ago, and I suggested that she start taking some melatonin. And that really has changed things for her. In fact, I saw her today, and she was like, I can't even believe how much better I'm sleeping.
Now, is that like your issue if you're inside too much, you don't get enough sunlight, and you want to take that?
And that's vitamin D.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a PhD in anything.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness. That's because...
You have to correct me all the time if I'm wrong.
You've been a great co-host.
I try. Hey, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, yeah, it's like I really appreciate you.
Whip me in off the street or something, like I wasn't here anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm gonna pay you back with a glass of water.
A lecture in a minute.
A glass of water. But it's good. It's all good. So, and sleep is just, it really truly is one of those things that is really important, right up there with our healthy eating habits and healthy movement of our body.
And the reason we picked this topic is because you're going to lose an hour of it this weekend.
You are. You are. So
and
plan for it.
You're
going to
really miss it on Sunday morning.
Yeah. So you better not, especially you're gonna be like, nap that day.
Who took my nap from me? Who took my hour of sleep from me? You should not go ambush your pastor. He had nothing to do with it.
No. I thought, you know, wasn't there talk at one point in time that we were going to not have daylight savings time?
I think there are a couple of places in the country that don't have daylight savings time.
Yeah. I thought it was up for Alabama, though. I don't know.
Let's see how this works. Is there anywhere in the country that does not do daylight savings time?
Yeah. I know that there's other...
Google did not answer me.
Well, there's other states. I know that. I think there's a portion of Arizona, actually.
Google usually answers me. It just gave me a bunch of results.
Google might be as mad at you as I am for talking about Nutty Buddies on the health show.
It's that time.
We
have to turn it over to Big D, and I have to go hide from you.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and we look forward to seeing... Not to seeing, to sharing with you next week. Yes, stay tuned. Big D's up next, and he's got the crew from Creative Design. See you next week. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
About it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.